This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Started to clap, and then Jennifer told me that I didn't have a good clap. But I guess I'll leave that aside. Hello, 7 after the hour brings us around to Friday, the first Friday of December, December the 2nd. And on the air with me is a one-third. We have three people, and two-thirds of the people are here on DJV today because Ms. Horn is stuck in some promotional thing for her L.A. radio program. So here we are, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen at the controls to go through the stories, as is the norm for Friday, to take a gander at what Talkers Magazine says are the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 items on the chart story-wise for this past week. Starting at number 10 with Kanye West and his Oh, Woe Is Me troubles. There's a television show here somewhere, and he'd be happy to star in it, I think. As a matter of fact, hasn't he done, of all the things he's done, I don't know that he's ever really done a television program. Has he, Victoria?
Well, every once in a while he makes an appearance on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but you can always tell he doesn't want to be on it. Okay, because he's very aware of where the cameras are, and he's usually out of the frame.
Really? For a guy who's such a publicity hog, why would he not want to be on that television program, do you suppose?
You know, and this is, I've never met Kanye, I don't know him, but my impression of him is, I think that like a lot of artists who, when they're in their medium, whatever they're doing, whether it's sculpting, painting, you know, performance art or whatever, when they're there in the moment, they're very much on. And I think that Kanye is like that. When he's on stage, he commands the audience, and he's very much on, and he's dramatic, and that's what some of his fans love about him. But I think in his real private life, he's very shy. He barely speaks. He's accused of never even smiling. Every once in a while, you do catch him smiling, but I think he's really private. I think there's a lot more to Kanye than what people think.
Okay, so I'm going to suggest, from whatever slight psychological or psychiatric background I have, that Kanye is depressed. The whole business about being in the hospital, the way he calls attention to himself, perfect textbook stuff about depression. Somebody should get to him, somebody who cares about him, not somebody who wants to use him, because I think there are, with people like that, there are plenty of people around, sycophants, I think they call them, who just say, yes,
oh,
boss,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, boss, you're so smart. Yeah, boss, you're so handsome. Yeah, boss, listen to that. You sing better than anybody else. Yeah, boss, you should be president. Yeah, boss, you should be king of the world. Come on. The guy's not a normal human being, but he's a human being. We're all subject to the vagaries of what reality confronts us in our lives. We make choices sometimes. Sometimes they're bad. But this guy, I think
he has admitted to being on antidepressants on and off throughout years. And I do think that I think you're absolutely right. I think there is definitely something else going on.
So I got the fix for the problem. You ready? You're not ready?
I'm ready. I'm waiting.
Those new magic mushrooms that treat anxiety and depression. There's a couple of studies that are out now. People who are really sick have been, I don't know, they smoke these things? What do you do? It's called, let's see how I do with this, P-S-I-L-O-C-Y-B-I-N, psilocybin? I think
that sounds
right.
That sounds right, yeah.
Is that all right?
I've never tried magic mushrooms, but I believe you chew them. You eat them.
You chew them?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. There's got to be a smoking version of it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm no drug lord, but I don't know. I've never heard of anyone smoking a mushroom.
Well, send the mushrooms to Kanye West along with a number of a good shrink, and maybe that'll figure. And maybe a divorce lawyer, too. He might need a get himself out of it.
I actually don't think that the divorce is, I don't think that their relationship is an issue. I think
you think they like each other? Or they use each other?
No, I think they very much love each other.
And he
people around him have said that he, when she, you probably don't remember this, but when she married the basketball player for 72 days.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
Before she married him, Kanye had been a friend of the family, and he sent her flowers and tried to convince her to not marry him and to marry Kanye.
Really?
So, yeah, he's apparently been very much in love with her for a long time. So.
Mm, okay. All right, so that's the RX for Kanye West, number 10 this week over the storyline. The second, let's see, item number 9, the knife attacks at Ohio State and the death of the fellow who was the perpetrator and what that's done to Columbus this week. I don't know that it needs any more comment than that, frankly.
Yeah.
Speculate on what's what and who's who. Fake news, number 8. Wow.
I know.
What a great opportunity to look at today's headlines. I'm looking. Let me start with The Guardian. Francois Hollande, as I pronounce his name, the president of France, not seeking re-election. Is that a fake news story? No. Trump's rich pickings. President-elect's team could be the wealthiest ever. Really? That is a controversy. And I suppose it's news reporting on who's being put into these positions. But it's kind of like starting the story with Donald Trump, the billionaire. I never remember seeing anything about Hillary Clinton, the multimillionaire, and any stories about her. So I'm giving that the treatment. Let's see, what else have I got here? NBC headlines. Workers still losing jobs, ask Trump, what about us? He went to the Carrier plant in Indiana yesterday, and they're going to save 1,000 jobs, but apparently a few hundred jobs are going to be lost in the transition. Okay?
Mm.
I'm looking for a good headline that looks like this is phony baloney stuff. Mad Dog Matt is picked for defense secretary. That's pretty much what.
Mad Dog who?
His name is Mattis, M-A-T-T-I-S,
okay.
Referred to by some as Mad Dog. He's a general, and he's going to be the leader, at least he's been nominated to be the defense secretary.
Mm-hmm.
The first militarist that I can remember being in there for quite a long time, that is somebody who actually was wearing a uniform when they took the job at the Pentagon. The biggest problem at the Pentagon isn't whether they're ready to fight a war, but how they're wasting money. And I don't know that a militarist is going to be able to deal with that.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there ought to be some way of putting someone in there. It's like president. We should have two presidents. One that deals with administrative domestic items, and the other one who's the PR person for the world. That's really how I think things should be divvied up. And that could apply to these jobs, like these big jobs at Pentagon or some of these secretariats, where you put a figurehead like Mattis in, who doesn't have any background in structure or management. He's a soldier. Okay, so he's a soldier. And he's got to manage the troops and all that stuff. But does he know how to manage a $700 billion budget? I don't know.
And
that
it's
I'm
funny,
convinced.
You know, I don't even think most people even think that's part of the job. I mean, I don't. I just assumed, you want someone with a military background who knows, you don't think about,
you want a manager. All of these jobs are management jobs.
Yeah.
That's what they are. So anyway, all right, so I'm sort of fiddling around here. That's actually more in line with the number one story this week.
Why is he called Mad Dog?
You know, I read once, and I don't remember why. Let me dig around on that. You and I will both dig around on that. We'll find out, and then we'll report to the nation in a moment. 16 past the hour.
Dear Ulta Beauty, we've been extra good this year and looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle. And fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks. We'll take velvet and shine. And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list. And this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
This report is brought to you by Perfect Fitness. This holiday season, give the gift of fitness with an AbCarver Pro or the Multi-Gym Elite from Perfect Fitness. If you have a fitness fanatic or someone who wants to get in shape on your list, these are great products for those of any fitness level. To build core strength and tone the abs, the AbCarver Pro has a patented carbon steel spring engine that provides resistance while rolling out and assistance rolling back, activating more muscles than ordinary ab rollers. The wide wheel and ergonomic handles deliver a powerful core and arm workout. The Multi-Gym Elite from Perfect Fitness is a complete at-home training system that efficiently works key muscle groups in the arms, core, and back. In a door frame, the Multi-Gym Elite allows users to perform three kinds of pull-ups and can be used on the floor for incline push-ups, sit-ups, and dips. To learn more about Perfect Fitness, see success stories, and to order these innovative products, visit perfectonline.com. Enter code HOLIDAY16 for 10% off.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
19 past the hour. We're going through the stories, some of the stories from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Every week I spend some time on this program and then do the Talk Radio Countdown Show with members of the crew here and also Michael Harrison, who publishes Talkers Magazine. Just looking at some of the things that are on the list this week. Number 7, the status of health care in America and how that will change. The rally round the flag bunch says, yep, we got to end some hard, well, I was going to say hard ass.
You heard Kara say that.
But there's
I would never say that.
No.
You anyway. Just said it during the commercial break.
So we were trying to figure out, the reason we were talking about it during the commercial break is because I asked, why is it that General James Mattis is referred to as Mad Dog? And I've seen a couple of things here. He's somebody who is, when you look at his face, he looks like he hasn't slept well for a long time. And
he's not gonna get more sleep.
No,
with
this
new job.
He says, he told the Marines in Iraq, he was a Marine in Iraq, be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everybody you meet. Mm. Which seems, is that a true general's? Over here, he's referred to as a general's general. So anyway, you see, give him the benefit. I give all these people and everybody connected the benefit of the doubt. And the people who are protesting, I tell them to leave it at the door with me. I don't want to hear it. I want to see how these people work first. And I'm betting if they don't work well, Trump's not afraid to get rid of people as his business.
You're fired. We need that drop, Kara.
Yes, right. You're fired. 21 after.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
And it's number 48 of the most popular, most downloaded Christmas tunes that are around this year. You can hear and see a lot of that. Has the Charlie Brown Christmas been on TV yet? Or is that...
I think in Jennifer's TV report yesterday that there may have been a debut of it last night.
Ah.
I know it's going to air a bunch of times throughout December.
Yeah, yep. Speaking of airing a lot of times, one of the things that I find most intriguing, if it's intriguing, maybe endearing is the better word, the Boston Pops, as a Bostonian, they've been around me, or I've been around them all of my life, going back to Arthur Fiedler, the guy who runs it now is a showboat, but it still doesn't take away from the beauty of the music. The Boston Pops does a great job with each season, and I think they do the best job. I remember going to the Pops concerts at Christmas time, and there when Arthur Fiedler was there, just the way, there's like music, like Sleigh Ride. There's nothing like the version that the Pops Orchestra does of stuff like that. So I'd like to intertwine some of the Boston Pops music as well with what we're doing, Kara. That'd be kind of neat. Meanwhile, also this week, 25 past the hour, by the way, we have gone through a list of the additions to the Grammy Hall of Fame by playing a few different selections with each one of our times in the hour. Each hour we have this time for music news, etc., etc. So congratulations to all of the Grammy Hall of Fame inductees. Recording Academy has 25 of these. Arlo Guthrie, Beach Boys, Billie Holiday, Blind Willie McTell, Bonnie Raitt, Cab Calloway, David Bowie, Deep Purple, Dion, Elvis, the Everly Brothers, Jackson 5, Lalo Schifrin, Allen, Leslie Gore, Louis Armstrong, Merle Haggard, the Mills Brothers, Mississippi John Hurt, NWRA, Nirvana. And here's Prince being inducted, or at least Sign of the Times goes into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Prince. Remember this song? You remember this?
I mean, I've definitely heard it. It's not one of his bigger hits by any means, so it's kind of strange. Maybe all his other hits are already
it
in
is
the
strange.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah. All right, here's one that we'll all recognize from R.E.M. It's a great pop song. I think it's a fabulous song. Losing My Religion.
This is such a timeless sound to it.
Yeah.
You know, like, this could come out today or 20 years ago and no one would know.
And it has, and by the way, one of the rules is it's got to be 25 years old to meet the requirements for selections. Lots of different genres of music. But this is a good pop tune. And I happen to like it because I like the philosophy that's expressed in it. Also being inducted this week into the Grammy Hall of Fame, Rod Stewart's Maggie May. First really huge story is the story of his marriage to Mae Britt. That's who Maggie May is.
I did not know that. Did he marry an older woman?
Well,
because this song is about, you know, her being
she was older.
Than
he was at the time. He was young, and she was appealing for all of the right physical reasons, I suppose. That's what this song's about. All right, number, let's see, we got two more to squeeze in. Sly and the Family Stone. Yeah, this is it.
This is a great song.
Oh, yes. And Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe. There it is. A list of all the new Grammy. Oh, I think that one's about as appropriate as any of them that are in here, frankly. This pretty much set the tone for their musical success. Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe, now into the Grammy Hall of Fame. It's 28 past the hour.
People of the Cloth. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In the 1950s, primate researcher Harry Harlow did a now famous study with monkeys where he offered young monkeys a choice between a surrogate mother built simply out of wire but came with food and a surrogate mother made from wood covered in soft cloth that did not come with food. The monkeys, time and again, vastly preferred the warmth of the cloth mother over the sustenance of the wire mother. The study taught us the significance of love in development. We are all people of the cloth. In other words, would all rather have a connection to others than no connection. And that's why silent treatment can hurt us to our core. So instead of giving your loved one silence the next time you have a disagreement, have the courage to tell them exactly what's bothering you. For more on life, download my new podcast, Tackling Life, with the legendary football star, Ray Lewis.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over 0.999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some, with the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen televisions, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-460-9150. Again, 800-460-9150. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. catheters. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Program 34 after the hour. This program is the culmination of years and years, decades and decades of trying to refine or stay up with what's going on in the world, trying to make interesting, entertaining conversation a part of your daily routine. Somebody said to me once, by the way, Victoria Keelan is here, Tara Schillen.
Hello.
Jen is off today. Somebody said to me once, what is your definition of entertaining? And I thought about it for a long time, because most people think entertaining means laughable. When you're entertained, it's ho, 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 ha, ha, ha. But it really isn't. It's much deeper than that. It's engaging your mind. I'm not even sure entertaining is the right word, but when you entertain a new idea, you're familiar with that expression, right? Entertain a new idea.
Mm-hmm.
Entertain this person's experience. in your mind. Entertain means to engage or bring in, I think, anyway. What do you think, Victoria?
I've actually never thought about it, but...
Aren't you glad I asked then?
Yeah. Hmm. I know. It is one of those weird words that has two sort of very different meanings.
Yeah, right.
It's just all context.
Our job is to entertain and inform. I think, really, the two words can be almost synonymous, frankly. And to wit, here's the latest from the pipeline fiasco. This is going to be impossible now for the news media to ignore. Impossible. Because today and over the weekend, there are going to be thousands of military veterans joining the protest. How does the government push these guys around? And how do we say this is just a fringe bunch of wackadoodles? No. There are thousands of military vets who are going to be in North Dakota today and over the weekend, and some say they'll stay as long as it takes to join the other activists who are braving those horribly frigid conditions up there. Weather is horrible, but they feel so strongly about that pipeline, the project that's near that reservation. The pipeline goes underneath the water source, and their concern is that if it springs a leak, it'll ruin their water supply. And that's pretty much it. You can say what you want about maybe they should have talked with somebody 2 years ago. I don't know, and I don't care. The bottom line is this is where we are today. This pipeline poses a threat to the water that these people drink. And it isn't just Native Americans. It's people up and down that river. So here, once again, we have these boobs at the Army Corps of Engineers who say that we've got to get these people out of there and the governor says we've got to get them out because it's not healthy to be there. Like, he's really worried about the protesters and their health. Come on.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, stop dousing them or drenching them in water in 28 degrees if you're really concerned about their health.
Interesting that Trump says that he supports completion of the pipeline as people say that they support these protests. So does that mean that if they don't fix it between now and January, that it'll be completed, but it's not going to be completed here? I'd like to see some leadership. I've said that pretty consistently. There's no real leadership here from Washington, and that's causing the problem to be worse than it is. The governor says it's not feasible to reroute the pipeline. What the hell does that mean? He wants to rebuild a relationship with the Sioux leaders. Are you going to do it by sending the pipeline? Why isn't it? I've seen a lot of different speculative paths for this thing. And it may be more expensive for the pipeline company, but it also takes into account the environment and the needs of these people and others who would be drinking this water. The pipeline is about 1,100 miles long. It's owned by Energy Partners, and it's almost complete except for where it would run under the lake. Have we pronounced this right? Oh, hey, how do you pronounce the lake? O-A-H-E. Lake O-I. Lake O-A? Anyway.
I don't know.
It's near the Missouri River. Go ahead,
Karen.
The
thing that's so bizarre to me about this is I know it's a different situation than in Flint, but it's been such a big deal, and I mean, that problem is still not solved.
Yeah, it's not
that
solved.
Once
no
the water becomes contaminated, it's useless. You can't use it, and it takes so long to actually, will that water ever be clean? I don't know if anybody will ever do anything about it, but it's so odd to me that in a time when that is such a big deal and all of these people are suffering so much from it, and it's such a, you know, if they had just solved the problem in the beginning, then it would have been so much better than waiting and not doing anything about it. Now you have all of these negative after effects, and it's odd to me that no one seems to have learned from that situation and that they're still willing to do something that could possibly poison the water supply. I mean, it's going to be such a bigger deal. If something happens,
they made a mess of it.
If they do something about it now and fix it, it's not going to be that big of a deal. Whereas if they actually build it under the water and it spills, it's going to be a huge deal.
Hmm.
And it's going to be so much more of a mess to deal with.
You and I will have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Silly.
Yep. But we're not paying for it being built, but we'll pay for cleaning up the water. Even if they fine the company to do whatever they do, sometimes it's so needless. It's just needless.
And it just speaks to, as a society, we're so reactive, you know, and it's well, when it spills and it kills
That's
all the fish
condition.
And then, yeah. you know, then we'll deal with it. It's and this is, you know, the ounce of prevention is what's the better than
worth
a gallon
of cure
or whatever the other.
Yes, an ounce
I didn't
of
learn metric. But yeah, we just don't seem to understand that as a country, as a civilization, and leadership doesn't get that.
Normally, in the overview of the hot hits of the week, which we do spend a good deal of time on Friday here, there is a sports story or two or three relating to the NFL. Here's a sad story about running back Joe McKnight. Oh. Used to be an NFL player. He apparently was murdered in a road rage shooting in New Orleans yesterday afternoon. A witness said that she saw McKnight trying to apologize to another man after some sort of traffic incident. The witnesses say the man pulled out a gun and shot him. "I told you not to blank with me." And then he fired another shot once, and then he yelled at him and he shot him again.
This is in broad daylight, 2:45
yeah.
in the afternoon.
Dude.
I don't know where in New Orleans this happened, but, I mean, New Orleans has had problems. They still continue to have problems. But, I mean, this is just, ugh.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make a difference whether it's McKnight or not. The same kind of thing with somebody pulling out a gun and shooting that cop in the face last week.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. How the hell do you get that angry? And who do you think you are that you can snuff out somebody else's life just because you're angry?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what makes you so angry? What's the matter with you and your life that you're that angry and that you're not, or the people around you are not helping you to fix whatever the problem is? Even though ultimately it's up to you to fix the problem. I don't see anything here about the person that perpetrated this being caught. Is this person under arrest?
That's a good question. I don't know. There was a witness, a female witness, who had, you know, spoke to the authorities and I guess to the press that was there. But I don't know. I'll look up the. This was developing still last night. It's just so tragic. I mean, he was. This is not even a case of. Can you imagine if you cut somebody off or something like that, and then an altercation happens, and then, you know, you're trying to apologize and you get killed for it?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
That's unfortunately what goes on. That's the remedy for a lot of people who are so egocentric. They're so focused on themselves. You know, we all ought to be aware of ourselves, and we ought to be taking care of ourselves first. But this is not taking care of yourself. This is your ego and your arrogance taking over. And there just is no excuse for it. But yet we keep making excuses for people like, oh, he was on drugs, had a tough childhood, his mother beat him. You know, all of that may be true, but it's up to us if we have this village that Mrs. Clinton wrote about, if that's anathema to some, maybe you ought to consider how it works in a circumstance like this. Because nobody, this circumstance didn't happen in a vacuum. This guy's affected not only his own life for the rest of it, but the life of the person that he killed and that person's family and the friends that are involved on both sides. And people don't think about it. We're just not thinking. People don't think. So
and this is, yeah, I just got the update here. So Joe McKnight was 28, and the shooter is a white male who's 54 years old. So this could also be some sort
of
racially. Yeah, apparently they know who he is. Let me see if he's in custody. But apparently this could also be some sort of a racial thing as well.
Yeah, but that's what doesn't make any sense to me. It's just this stupid thing that takes 30 seconds, and you are like, people really aren't thinking. The fact that you're going to go to jail for killing someone.
So McKnight is black?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, no, it's not all right, but it's woof. It's just. All right. It's beyond this. See, people get upset about Colin Kaepernick, whatever his name is, because of, and you know, we've all taken our shots, or I certainly have, at him because of his moves. I find it interesting to note that his days may be numbered with the 49ers,
He has sold his home in San Jose. He knows that his days quarterback are a number.
The jig is up, as they say.
Right. Yeah. So he's gone. And probably good riddance, some people will say. Although, again, back to the freedom of speech stuff, you have the freedom to say what you want. And you should be encouraged to say what you want. But then expect, when you say something like that, to get it back in the chops. It's not, you didn't say it in a vacuum. You didn't just say it to your best buddy on the couch while you were watching the Sunday night football game. You said it, you made a move in public, and the public discerned what you said. Some people supportive, some people not supportive. But this guy acts like he's surprised. Well, I'm just saying what's on my mind. Okay, yeah, that's great. But you're somebody who's a public figure, so you get what you what's the old expression? You reap what you sow. Man, we follow these old expressions here today.
Well, I know, right? Well, he bought himself a lot of time.
He got another season.
he got through this season. And you know, it's interesting because at the beginning he had a lot of support for what he was doing, and I think it quickly turned around against him, and especially when he added that he didn't vote. It just I think then people just said, you know what, you're just obviously here to save your own hide, so there's another old one. But you know, it's, I think people just realized he's not there for the greater cause or a message
or the greater good.
Yeah, it was self-serving, and that's it. Yeah. Now people are on to him. So
47 past the hour.
This Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's, it's time to spread the holiday cheer. So whip up some cookies with a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer, just $2.99 after mail-in rebate. Save the world with Mr. Potato Head Marvel Superheroes for $29.99. And make her eyes light up with a Swarovski ring, just $21.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 20% off and earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12-1 through 12-5. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. As the holiday season approaches, many families are preparing to drive long distances to spend quality time together. Here are some road trip tips to cut costs and stay on budget.
As much as we love our hometown, sometimes we want to hit the road. But did you know that on Fridays, especially during holiday weekends, gas prices are often higher?
To make our holiday road trip budget go further, we fill up earlier in the week. Another way to save money is to avoid convenience store expenses by simply packing snacks and beverages or even full meals before leaving.
Our best road trip tool is our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card that allows us to earn 3% cash back on gas and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs on the first $2,500 in combined purchases. Plus, we earn 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney, with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Valid 12-1 to 12-6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper or jcp.com for coupon and details.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Alright, moving along into Tech Talk time here with a review of the top five items that have made it into the circuit of information this week. Our review here with Doug as the big voice announcer. Victoria Keelan has the information, starting with the number five most important technology story of the week.
Well, in Japan, gaming for women has apparently become a really big trend, especially as we get closer to the holidays. And this is not women just playing video games. These are lonely women who...
Lonely Hearts Club Band, it looks like.
Yeah, who are literally creating the perfect boyfriend through these different games online. And so it's virtual reality in a sense, but they're playing all these romance apps. And it's an unbelievable 6.5 billion dollar business in 2016.
Wow.
And
in Japan?
Well, it's started in Japan. Now it's gone worldwide. They have 50 million young females in Japan started playing this one game called My Lover is the Number One Host, which I'm sure is a weird Japanese. That actually could be you. That could be your title. Well, it could be your girlfriend's nickname for you. So, 50 million females between the age of 18 and 34 in Japan started playing this game. It was started by a husband and wife team, and now it's gone global. And they said all women are under stress, especially in Japan, because apparently there's a dating crisis. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of single girls in Japan. So she says the wife of this duo said, we wanted to provide something for them, and now they've launched English-speaking versions, so lonely American millennials can now play these games, too.
Yeah.
All right, that's number five. Number four on the hit parade when it comes to technology this week, Victoria.
Well, we've just wrapped up Cyber Week, and one of the interesting things that came out of it, beyond the fact that online sales were just huge this season, is that most people, there's a huge increase in how many people use their smartphone to do their Cyber Week shopping as opposed to a tablet or a laptop or desktop. And it's actually increased now. 27% of people who bought anything during Cyber Week did it on their smartphone. So this is it's a wake-up call for a lot of companies. If you don't have a great mobile website, to make sure you have one that's in place that is really usable and user-friendly, because this is definitely where shopping is going.
Sure is. All right, number three on the hit parade.
Amazon, speaking of where everything is going, Amazon Prime is now getting into restaurant food delivery. They are tackling the movie industry and Grubhub and Seamless, which are the two largest restaurant food delivery services right now in the country. So they basically want you to stay at home. Instead of Netflix and chill, Amazon wants you to stream and eat. And they want you to stay at home and order an Amazon Prime streaming video, and they will bring the restaurant food to you. So they've launched in medium to large cities across the country, and eventually they'll roll out probably to pretty much everywhere that has a restaurant nearby.
Wow. Talk about a sign of the times.
Yep.
Man.
Exactly. It's bad,
okay.
It's bad for movie theater business, you know,
yeah,
for
no,
sure.
Yeah, not good. Yeah. Okay, number two this week, a focus, speaking of movies and stuff, this could have an impact on the movie business as well, don't you think?
I do. I think, you know, we talk about millennials being cord cutters, and that if you hear that phrase, what that means is millennials have gotten rid of their cable provider, and now everything is smart TV, streaming online, Netflix and Amazon, Yahoo, things like that. AT&T has unveiled they bought DirecTV last year, and so now they've unveiled DirecTV Now, which is a cable-less online live network TV source. So it's only $35 a month, which is a lot cheaper than paying for your cable bill. And as of right now, you're getting 100 live stream TV networks. Every major network is involved in this, except for CBS. I'm sure CBS will be coming along soon. But for $35 a month, this is hard to beat. I mean, unless you're really technologically challenged or really attached to your cable bill for some reason, this is DirecTV Now. They've gotten out there first in front of everyone else. They also announced Reese Witherspoon has her own channel. Taylor Swift has her own channel. So you're going to see a lot more of those a la carte things, too. So really, it's interesting.
A la carte is what Netflix is all about, and that's not necessarily what the number one story, but certainly it does focus on what's going on at Netflix this week, Victoria.
And Netflix had huge news this week, which is just in time for the holiday travel season. You now can download things from Netflix and watch them later instead of having to have a Wi-Fi connection and stream live, which is difficult. And, Doug, I know you earlier this week, you encountered that as well with buffering on Netflix. So yep. This is a great solution on Android and iOS. You can download your movie, watch it later on the plane. Pretty much everything is available, with a few exceptions like Gilmore Girls and Friends and New Girl. They're the only restrictions so far.
All right, that's it. A run-through of the top five things that matter in the world of technology. Thanks to Victoria Keelan for helping. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.